The movie Small Town Prince began filming in the frigid weather of East Aurora on Monday. The production will be moving to other Western New York localities in the coming days, and will be looking for extras for some of those scenes. Production coordinator Marcus Hill, a native of Southern California, took some time from his busy schedule on Tuesday to discuss specifics.
You know, the weather says it's zero, but of course, I find out that it actually feels a lot colder than what the weather shows with all the negative wind chills that have been happening recently.
How much time have you guys actually been filming outside? How long have some of these scenes taken to film?
On our first shoot day, we were outside for maybe almost 9-10 hours. It was all exterior shoots that we had going on. But, of course, everywhere that we were filming, we had warming areas nearby. So we used the movie theater in East Aurora on Main Street. We went inside there and would warm up. So you can really only be outside for a certain amount of time before you need to go inside and warm up again.
So you're learning a lot about the weather very quickly here in Western New York.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not all of our movie takes place outside. We're really trying to get our exteriors done as fast as we can so we can move inside and start filming in there so where it's nice and warm. But yeah, the first couple of days here, it's been brutal for us.
Now, I'm just curious also about the type of light that we're seeing here with the snow and such like that. I mean, is that something that is just a little bit different as well, and maybe even enhancing the filming a little bit?
Absolutely. I mean, our director, Fred Olin Ray, he had been to the Buffalo area, and he had visited East Aurora before through a connection that he had. And when this script came across his desk, he knew exactly where he wanted to come for it. And he basically told us in L.A., hey, we're going to East Aurora, New York. And we said, what? He said, yeah, we're gonna film a Christmas movie, and we're going to do it in real snow. So I was skeptical at first as we started to plan things out in Los Angeles. But as soon as I landed and we drove into East Aurora and I saw the snow and I saw the main street and I saw these houses, I knew exactly what his vision was. It all made sense to me. This town is a perfect setting for a small town Christmas movie, family friendly Christmas movie. I mean, it's great. It's definitely enhancing, and it sure beats any kind of fake snow that you can do in Los Angeles any day.
What about some of the indoor sites that you're going to be filming in? Can you share some of those with us?
Yeah, sure. We're going to go to a local bed and breakfast here in the East Aurora area. And we're also using some diners in the area, too, in East Aurora. I mean, most of the movie takes place in East Aurora. And also in our script, in the film, we will call it the town of Aurora.
Well, it's a lovely town, obviously, and I'm very familiar with it. But at the same time, do you ever feel like you've just walked on the set of It's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah, absolutely. Some coworkers and I were joking that it's almost like a backdrop. It's a perfect backdrop, just waiting for a crew to come in and invade and film something magical.
The call for extras. Give us some of the things you're looking for and the times, and because obviously you're going to have lots of folks interested in getting involved.
We're okay with this week, but next week when we move to Arcade at that train station there for a couple days, and we would just love people to come out, whether they're locals or they want to drive in from Buffalo or from wherever. We're going to have some big train station scenes where we're going to want to make it look really busy. We're going to want lots of extras to come out and help us. And you know, we'll provide coffee and hot chocolate and snacks and food, and it'll be fun whether you can join us for an hour or so or whether you can join us the whole day. Or if you just want to come watch, we'd love to have that too. And we actually have an email account set up. It's a smalltowncasting@gmail.com. Just all one word, smalltowncasting.
So that's going to be the best way to do this. You're not going to have a general casting call. You're going to just work through email.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll work through email, and you'll definitely get a response and a reply that'll let you know when and where.
Marcus Hill, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.